Welcome to Attached, a platform for adding breadth and depth to everyday living. I'm Yaakov Danishevsky, and this particular series is called Living with the Times, Chassidus to enhance our experience of the time period in the Jewish calendar. There's a stunning idea from the Machzor Vitri that says that it's interesting that we start out Yom Kippur in a very soft voice. Kol Nidre, we start out Kol Nidre in a very soft voice, and as we go, we get louder and louder. And then at the very end of Yom Kippur, when we're screaming, Hashem Hu Elokim, Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem, and we're yelling these things, and by the very end, you're yelling as loud as you can possibly yell. You're yelling so loud you can't even hear your own voice. So there's a process, there's a progression from the beginning of very quiet Kol Nidre, building, ascending a little bit louder and a little bit louder until the very end where we're as loud as we possibly can be. So the Machzor Vitri says that what we're doing is that just like somebody who's visiting someone else's home, if I would come into your home and I'd be there with my wife or kids or someone else, and I would be in the basement and my kid would be in the top floor and I would call out to him from the basement. That would be odd. That would be socially inappropriate to be in someone else's house as a guest that I've never been to before and to yell across the whole house my child's name just to get their attention. That would be inappropriate. And yet, if I'm in my own house, that's a very normal thing because I'm comfortable there, because it's my own home. It's where I belong. It's my space. It's where we live. And so to yell across the house in a loud voice to get someone's attention is very normal. And so says the Machzor Vitri, when we start Yom Kippur, we're entering in to a place that the Malachim live. Yom Kippur is the chamber of the Malachim. On Yom Kippur, we are connecting to the part of ourself that is purely angelic, that's a Malach, that has a singular focus, a singular purity. We're disconnected from this physical world. So when we first enter into this realm, into this place, we're a little bit like strangers. We're foreigners. We're just arriving, just getting our bearings, getting acquainted with it. So we talk in a quiet voice because in a sense we're visitors. It'd be socially inappropriate to start yelling. So we start Kol Nidre quietly. But as Yom Kippur goes on and on, we start to realize what the experience of Yom Kippur is about learning and becoming aware that actually, this is the most comfortable place in the world. This reality of myself as a malach, this is my reality. This is home. This is normal. This is how it should be. This is actually where I belong. This is my truest form of being. And so we start to talk a little bit louder because we start to realize we're not visitors here. We belong here. This is our home. We're not just stopping in. And by the end of Yom Kippur, what we realize so clearly, so strongly, with such certainty, is that this is my place. This is really what I am. Really, I live here in a place that there's nothing besides the Noam Hashem, the sweetness, the pleasantness of God. There's nothing that I want other than Kirvas Elokim Li Tov, Tamu Re'u, that I've come to taste and to see that there's nothing more natural, nothing more real than this, that I live here. And so by the end of Yom Kippur, we're yelling because this is our home. This is where we live. So we're perfectly comfortable yelling on the top of our lungs, Hashem Hu Elokim, because by the end of Yom Kippur, we've established this is my place. This is where I belong. So much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please follow us on WhatsApp, YouTube, or Instagram. All our podcast series can be found wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with questions, comments, or suggestions, or to be added to our WhatsApp groups. You can reach us through email using yaakov.attached@gmail.com or on WhatsApp at 773-888-2413.